On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hopefully the technical issues out of the way. We are here on a Friday Feels. Friday, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, thank you for hanging out with us. We'll get to Friday Feels, our favorite college football plays. We'll break down this NFL card, which was off to a roaring start last night. Kelly in Vegas will join us per usual on this Friday. Looking forward to that conversation because I'm guessing some will include a witch because she was out there on social media spreading the word that we are believers. Well, we'll talk more about that coming up. Sam, how you feeling?
I feel fine. I was really excited at 8:59. At 9:07, I'm not as excited. Is that fair to say out loud? I don't know.
Yeah, you're waiting for the start of the show. And then when you're staring at a screen for 10 minutes, you kind of lose that enthusiasm. But let's find it. Let's bring it back. The people don't care about that. Last night was a good one. Sometimes you don't get the best matchups on Thursday night. This year, a handful of upsets. I wouldn't say this was a shocking one. We talked plenty about this idea about the Texans being live. You played them. So that was a nice winner for you. And then mine was easy too, right? I was on the under. My Chubb prop did not hit. I thought it was going to hit in the first half. Like, he's out there getting run. I'm like, okay, we're good to go. And then I don't think he had a yard in the second half of the game. And then we have 36 points scored in the first half. I'm like, oh, this under's dead. Nope. Nobody got into the end zone in the second half. Only 6 points scored. The under ends up hitting somehow, some way. Texans win 23-19. The under cashes. But the big thing is the swing that we get. The swing that we get, Patriots to win the East. And the swing that we get, oh, Texans not completely dead in the division, very much alive for the playoff race in the AFC.
We discussed this a couple weeks ago, too. Their defense is just too good to be counted out. And you start to see the hot takes yesterday. Oh, Davis Mills is better than CJ Stroud. And that's not the type of show that we do. We just react to the potential of said teams, or maybe the lack thereof, because we are trying to find ways to make people money. And I believe it was 10 days ago the Houston Texans were 4-1 to make the playoffs. And here's what's going to happen now. All day today, you're going to hear about, oh, if Houston plays like this, they're going to get in. And the whole point of having a betting show is not to be reactionary, it's to be exploratory. Mm-hmm. And this defense, at its best, is a top, I was going to say top 10, but maybe it's top 5. They hit Josh Allen all night. They sacked him 8 times. He was off target. He was off time. On the final play, Buffalo offense, you got a wide open receiver, but he's so pressured and so rushed that he throws the interception. That is a main defense. And I don't know that that team is good enough to make a run, but they're certainly good enough to get into the playoffs and certainly good enough, as they proved last night, to beat a team that's good enough to win the Super Bowl. And maybe Buffalo isn't a Super Bowl team. Maybe I was wrong all along. But if you think about it, I saw this tweet last night, and I had to retweet it this morning when more people were getting up, getting on their way to work. The Bills have been such a strange team, man. They have beaten, I have it right here, they've beaten Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Baker Mayfield. But they've lost to Tua, Penix, and Davis Mills. How do you explain that?
Isn't it always up to the Bills? And doesn't that tweet kind of highlight that? It's up to the Bills. If the good Bills show up, they'll beat anybody. If the stupid Bills that are turning the ball over again and again show up, they can lose to anybody. That's the variance that you get with the Bills. And maybe people would say that's something you want out of a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl bet. Yeah, you could certainly make that case because they're as good as anybody and they're as bad as anybody. When you get smoked by the Dolphins in the manner that they did a couple of weeks ago, that proves my point right there. Yeah, no, they didn't win because of Davis Mills. Like, I get it. He's the quarterback and he's on a winning streak with him under center. As a team, they're playing their best ball. That was all about the defense last night. You mentioned top five, top ten. I'd push it further. I'd say top three. They're in that conversation with the Broncos. That's how good and dominant they are. Last night, 12 quarterback hits, 8 sacks, the most that Josh Allen has ever taken in his career, 11 TFLs, 2 interceptions, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. Kalen Bullock himself had 3 turnovers. That was the turnover margin in the game, +3. It's hard to lose when you're at home and that place is amped up and you're +3 in the turnover margin. I don't care which quarterback is on the other side. For this week, that idea of, oh, maybe Josh Allen is alive in the MVP race, not so much. Not so much. Will Anderson, a beast. Danielle Hunter, same deal. Like, their stat lines were almost identical. One had 2.5, one had 2 sacks, and just living in the backfield. That was very impressive. So on Tuesday, when we do a lot of futures, we had talked about the Texans to make the playoffs at +310. This morning, they're +160. We also talked about this idea of, wait, are we sure that they're dead in the division? They get the Colts a couple of times. If they can just win on Thursday, they're very much live. They were 16-1. This morning, they're 10-1 for the division. That's the best price that you can find. You're right, Sam. That's not a team I want to run into right now. Like, we're in an era in this league where the defense seems to mean when you show up like that, when you have that home crowd behind you, it seems to mean just as much, especially if you're turning the ball over on the other side. Allen was rough. The red zone offense was rough, but they did have a chance to win the game in the very end since they decided to go for the field goal in their previous possession. They're in the red zone with an opportunity. There were things that were going the Bills' way. Let's not act like it was all negative. There were some positive things. They had a special teams touchdown. They're there in the red zone with a chance to win. They convert on 4th and 27. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to come back and win this game. And then we know what ends up happening in the end. They lose another game without Kincaid. That guy is vital to that offense. But yeah, I mean, what are you thinking? What is your first thought when it comes to the Bills? Is it, okay, the division's over, they're barely going to get in? Like, what? Where are you at?
My thought is more big picture. I have no idea who's winning the Super Bowl. None.
That's where we started the week, guys. Who's great? Everyone's flawed. The list is long of teams that could win the Lombardi Trophy. More on that coming up. Friday Feels is next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. For a few minutes Friday, feels as like, oh, do we have a show today? I don't know if we're going to be able to work through these technical issues, but we are here. Mine goes back to yesterday a little bit. We'll let Sam cool off. Mine goes back to yesterday a little bit. It's like Gracie kind of put me in a good mood. I was my wife was very surprised because she followed up. She's like, why did you need the birth time? Oh, you want to know about the birth time? Let's talk feet. Let's talk groups of women. My son thought it was hilarious because I told him that we're going to go travel the world with groups of women. That's what I was told by a witch today over at work. So he was in a good mood the rest of the day. I'm in a good mood. Maybe you are, because I saw that you had a delivery yesterday. Did that at least put you in a good mood, Sam? There we go.
I brought it with. I'm in a strange mood today. So I got this. This thing looks like Matt Khalil, by the way, doesn't it? It's very big. Oh, the yeah. So then you can turn it on, and oh man, I'm gonna be out there all day tomorrow, just crushing leaves, dude.
I'm imagining George on the charcoal grill, you in the background getting the leaves. Let's get that video rolling.
Oh, this is going to be so good. So it's obviously a blower and then a mulcher. So if I take this bottom compartment off,
yeah,
the bag is over there. The bag's over there. Don't worry. I have everything. But this is just the blower mode right now. And then there are a couple speeds. So I can go. So that's the first speed. And then this is Joe O speed when he hits the kids in the neighborhood.
Oh, they got no chance. They got no chance.
Oh, man. So I've never been more excited to come home and get an appliance or a tool, like, in my life.
If you're in the right mood tomorrow when you're doing that, I have a feeling you might go over to the neighbors if you get along. Like, oh, no, I got this. I got this. This is quite enjoyable. I could see that. I love turning those things, because I got a blower like that. Too, just cleaning out the garage, all the crap that ends up, get out. And then you see just like a pile of garbage right outside the garage. So that's good. Hey, we got Thanksgiving coming up. So if you are in a regular routine, you are working next week. I see that it's a mix. At least that's what I've seen. Like, I know, at least for me, the kids are off of school. I don't know if that's the case everywhere, because I used to have to go to school, it felt like, at least a little bit on Thanksgiving week. And some people are out for the week. Some people are not, depending on your job. We are going to be out. So if you are working and you're at the desk and you check out the show on Monday, be like, what the hell's going on? I hope they're going to be here in the last month. We do plan to be here in the last month. And by the way, we've got just under a month to go. We do plan on being here, but we are all off next week. That was a planned week off by all of us. And with the stress levels, we're happy to step away, especially this morning, right?
I feel good. I'll do the show Sunday, and then I'll be in Chicago, actually. So I get off a plane on Sunday at 7 o'clock local time. And I still haven't figured out like what I'm doing that day. People ask me, well, where are you staying? I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I mean, I have options. I haven't gotten that far. Like during the week, I don't have time to think about the weekend for the most part. But you know me, I like to just kind of wing it. I know that I have to do two things on Sunday. I have to be at the Score to do You Better You Bets Countdown to Kickoff, which will then end at 12 o'clock. And I know I have to see my buddy Dan, whose birthday was a couple days ago. Big Dan, Punt Man Dan. Boom! Boom Dan. So he wants to get together. I asked him, where are we going? He said, I don't know yet. So I just kind of rolling with the punches. So I get off the plane with a suitcase for 7 days and lug that to probably the tailgate for a couple hours and then head over to the Score.
Okay.
And then go somewhere to watch Rodgers beat the Bears, because we all know that's going to happen, despite what Brian Gertz is trying to do to me. And then we have to do a Bear Bets on Monday, I believe, for an hour or so. And then that's it. I don't have to do anything Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for work, and then fly back Saturday. So it is pretty exciting to see that, because you and I work extremely hard across multiple shows and platforms. And for me, it's multiple cities. This is going to be a nice breath of fresh air next week. And I'm glad that we can take it off together.
For sure. It's my favorite holiday. When you think about everything that goes into Thanksgiving, and then it's before the bustle, the hustle, the stress of Christmas, food-wise, best holiday. Sports-wise, yeah. I mean, you've got football all day. You got three NFL games, and now we've got a fourth NFL game on Black Friday the following day. I think there are 13 college football games on the day after Thanksgiving. There's one on Thanksgiving night, too. It's like football nonstop, food, drinking, friends, family. Like, it touches everything, and then you don't have to worry about the presents. Is this person happy? What about this and that? And you don't have to worry about it. And the weather's not as bad as if you're in a cold city like we are, as it will be in another month from now. So, like, overall, when you throw it all, like, you could argue 4th of July with the grilling and all that and the weather, but you don't have the football. The food's good. I wouldn't say great. I have this as my favorite holiday. How about you?
It's right there, no doubt. Haven't quite thought about it. I've always been a big 4th of July person myself. Mm-hmm.
It's up there.
Thanksgiving's great, though. But I also, at the same time, am a big Christmas music person. Not until after Thanksgiving. I'm not playing it in July. I don't do it after Halloween. I wait until December 1st, for the most part. But I could get behind putting it on the day after Thanksgiving. That's fine. If you play it before, it's just too much, I think. But the food aspect, it's the best food holiday, and it's not close. And I did see a video yesterday I put on my Twitter feed. The guy Cuso from the Cuso Meats and Rubs and all that, he injected this turkey that he smoked with two sticks of butter and then Cajun butter, and he smoked it for what looked like 14, 15, 16 hours. I want that so bad. This bird, he cuts into it. He cuts into the leg, and it just shoots out butter and
really juice.
You should watch it during the break, and we can come back and reassess our thoughts on juicing the turkey. Because some people would say, oh, turkey's overrated. Not if you do it right. And I have smoked a turkey before. Mm-hmm. I did it at 225 degrees at 30 minutes per pound, and it was a 16-pound bird. So it was like an eight-hour smoke. And then you let it rest for 30 so the juices distribute properly. And when you get that knife into that bird after it's been sitting on that smoker for 8 hours, that's the only regret I have about this Thanksgiving, because I know we're not going to smoke a turkey back in Chicago because there's a smoker there that I know of.
Yeah.
But I've done it here. It changes the game. And I've been to a couple Thanksgivings in my life, including one in Vegas, where the turkey was ruined. And I was watching the turkey get ruined in real time and told a couple of my buddies that that turkey's not going to be good. Because the person that was doing the turkey kept taking it out of the hot oven and basting it, which is not when you don't remove it from the oven multiple times. And when you hit it with the hot baste, all of the juices come out of the middle of the bird. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to just sit it and forget it. But people think that they can just baste the turkey after taking it out of the oven, and it ruins everything. That's why people have dry turkey, because they remove it from the heat and then hit it with hot oil, which quite literally removes all the juice from the center of the bird. And then you get crispy, juicy skin, but the bird is dry. Leave it in the oven. Leave it in the smoker. Don't touch it.
Yeah. What kind of smoker do you have? Because I finally have the time. I've been thinking a lot about it lately. Like, you know what? I have the time this upcoming week. I think I'm finally going to get a smoker and just start going to work there. What do you have?
Traeger. Pellet smoker.
You do have a Traeger. Okay. Okay. That's
it's sort of a cheat code.
What? I see people that are like all into food that are foodies, and they get mad at people that use, if you plug it in, you're somehow cheating. Like, whatever. What's going to get me the best food? That's what I want. And if you enjoy it, who the hell cares?
I personally don't care, but there are people that will say, oh, you got to use charcoal. No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't like my meat to taste like lighter fluid, personally.
Yeah. And you don't need a spray bottle out there to keep things under control.
The smoker is a nice investment, especially if you use it. And you'll find yourself, once you get it and you use it the first few times, it's like a gym membership. It's easy to get the membership. It's difficult to go for a lot of people. But once you get through that first couple months, first 2-3 months, and you go to the gym and you're feeling good and your clothes are fitting, you keep going. If you use the smoker and get used to it and start doing chicken and beef and pork, and you can do whatever you want. You could smoke baked beans and mac and cheese, whatever you want. Mm. Start using it a few times. It's worth it. It's about a nickel, $600.
Yeah.
But you can get the rebates after the holiday. If you buy it after Christmas, I'm sure it's cheaper because nobody's buying a smoker after Christmas. After Christmas, right? People buy it before Christmas, but then if you buy it after Christmas, if you're not in a rush, you can get a nice one, probably a couple $100 off.
What food item have you perfected on your smoker?
Chicken thighs, I think, are my favorite on the smoker, but the pulled pork has been the thing I've done the most. So,
yeah.
Sort of a double-edged.
Probably
answer.
The easiest one, right? That's what everybody says.
Brisket's the most difficult because the brisket will stall. You just have to have the thermometer in there. But the pulled pork is so great. I throw it on at 11 o'clock at night, pull it at 3 o'clock, let it rest for a few hours, and then by 5:36, it's ready to go. The pork is awesome. And then the best part about the pork when you let it rest is you put those gloves on. Mm-hmm. And like if you do this,
taking it apart. Yes.
Put a glove on, Jack. You have a glove, and both of you just shove your hands into the pork and it falls apart. The kids, I did it with my dad, a little inverse. I did it with my dad, who's obviously near his 80th birthday. And my dad, watching my dad put a glove on and jam his hand into the pork and it all just falls apart, he's like, imagine if you did that with Jack. Jack would love that.
Oh, yeah. He'd be in. I have done pulled pork, but that was on a charcoal smoker that I had. That thing was a pain in the ass. That's why I'm asking you. Like, just I I ended up selling it. I got rid of it. I'm like, this is just a royal pain in my ass every time. I enjoy the food when it's done, but it's so much work. That's the other reason to, quote, cheat, which I'm completely fine with if you're happy with what you've got. All right.
Pellet smoker, electric, that's the way to go.
Yep. Totally hear you. Did you get a lot of reaction on yesterday? I did.
About Gracie?
Yes.
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 Mostly about you, though. People couldn't believe that she called the foot thing. Well, but then when you asked her, are you saying feet finder? And she started laughing. And then she said, no, you need to take care of your feet. They're very important to your spiritual connection. And then you admitted you've been putting surgery for almost a year. So it was very funny.
It was a conversation we had last night in the kitchen. It's like, well, you missed your chance. I'm like, no, we're still insured for a month. I guess I should do this thing. And then yesterday I start getting stressed out thinking about, oh, I don't want to walk around here with a stupid ass boot on my foot for 2 to 3 months, which might be a thing. But so
why not? What are you going to do in January and February anyway?
I know. No, this is the time to do it. So maybe that ends up happening. Maybe I'm making a snowman with a boot on.
And then when Paul found out live on the show that he was either going to change his career into storm chaser or UFO chaser, that was a low-key, very strong highlight of the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just meant I'm going to cause a storm. You never know. You know, it could be anything.
Maybe you are the storm. Maybe
I am the storm. There we go. Also, she sent me a full breakdown, Joe, of our charts. It's 27 pages long. So I just
come on.
You and Jake. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started reading it this morning.
Yeah. No way. No way. We need content coming up. Low key, Jake's going to be rich. That kind of flew under the radar. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, college football plays next right here on BetSwiss.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
hanging out with you on this Friday. Top of the hour, we're going to start to break down this NFL Week 12 card. Man, there's some line movement, Sam. I can't wait to talk about it. The team that you are in closest proximity to, woo, there's some big movement against them. I guess Burrow's playing. Two full practices. The line goes from 8.5 earlier this week, and now we're sitting inside of a touchdown. And one day it goes, oh, we're going to go from 7.5 down to 6.5. I mean, the line is screaming that Burrow's going to be out there. Right? I mean, there's no other way to look at it, right?
I wouldn't play Cincy at 5.5. Multiple books right now down to 5.5, which 3 points. You still have to factor in Ja'Marr Chase isn't playing. And the Bengals have one of the worst defensive DVOAs of all time. Not this season, all time. Mm-hmm. And people will see Burrow at practice and Dan Orlovsky saying, oh, Burrow's going to play. He wouldn't be at practice if he wasn't going to play. So you see the ticker on whatever channel you're watching, and it's Joe Burrow, full participant. Oh, Bengals, bet. Don't know mm-hmm. that I'm going to get there. Here's the thing I was going to ask Gersh, actually. Gersh, please hop on mic here. No, seriously. Fantasy. I have Burrow. I think a lot of people are going to have this predicament. I know that nobody cares about anybody's fantasy team. But for somebody, Gersh, on the fence with Burrow, I need to win. I basically need to win out to make the playoffs. And Burrow's been on my bench for 6 weeks or whatever, maybe longer. I've got Jared Goff against the Giants and Joe Burrow against the Patriots. Gersh, do I have a debate here or should I just stick with Goff?
This is funny. I have this exact scenario in my team because I've been starting Goff every week. And I was able to pick up Burrow off of waivers, like right after his practice window opened up. But it's a little different for me because I also have Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I'm going to stick with the Detroit QB wide receiver stack. And I also kind of want to give Burrow at least one game, see what's going on, see how he's playing before I insert him right into my lineup. So I would stick with Goff at least one more week. And maybe Burrow on Thanksgiving against the Ravens could be a good time to start him. But I definitely picked up Burrow because, like, why not? You know, especially when he was on waivers. And I also have T. Higgins on that same team. So I'm all about the QB wide receiver stack whenever I can get it. So picking up Burrow and stashing Burrow was definitely a good move. But I'd be a little hesitant to roll him out there if he even plays this week. Has that been confirmed?
Nope, not yet. No. But it's just us. We're going to find out today, I think, unless they go questionable route. I would actually think Cincinnati game more so. I was going to say, doesn't either game have the potential for an 80 to 100 points scored?
Yes. I mean, you look at the totals. Cincy total is 51.5. Lions total is 50. And the line insinuates that Detroit is going to do most of the scoring. So that's if you look at the total and the spread, they're basically saying Detroit 30, New York 20, with a 10-point spread and a total of 50. And then in New England, Cincinnati, they're saying, what, 29-23 New England to get to 52 as a 6-point favorite? Yeah. Well, Patriots to win, of course. Do you have any interest in taking Cincy plus 6?
No. I don't think so. They just can't stop anybody. I'd have more interest in playing that total than this side.
Which has already been bet up from 49.5 to 51.5, 52.
We've missed the move. Yeah, it hasn't stopped. Now, last night it was 51. Now we're at 51.5. Is it going to keep going if he's announced in? Like, how high are we talking? They can't stop anybody. Are they stopping Henderson? Are they stopping that passing offense? No, they have no chance. And Hendrickson's already been declared out for this one. You're terrible to begin with. Now you have no pass rush either. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be shootout.
The Detroit offense is way better in Detroit at home, as we all know, on that turf in the dome.
They're going to run.
I'll play golf, but that's the problem. Like, are they going to just run and then be up four touchdowns? Where Burrow's going to probably be down in the game. Well, we got some time to figure it out.
Yep.
Let's just also remember this about the Patriots. After beating Josh Allen on Sunday night, which was impressive, they faced Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, Michael Penix, a concussed Baker Mayfield with no weapons, and in the Jets game, that was Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow can do a lot more than any of those guys. So I might be warming to the idea of playing Burrow because I don't like the Bengals to win, but I like the Bengals to move the ball because we keep talking about this Patriots team and their pursuit of the number one seed and how great their defense has been. Again, here are the quarterbacks after Josh Allen. It's a whole lot of steaming crap. Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, Michael Penix, Mayfield with no weapon, and Justin Fields. How good is that defense, really? Tell me more.
And who has the worst rush defense in the league? Giants. What are the Lions going to do at home? They're going to run it all day. Campbell's already talking about Montgomery's got to get more touches. So I think you're right. I think Burrow, if you trust his health, that he would be the play because you still got Higgins. You still have other weapons on that offense. We'll get to that coming up. College football, these games this weekend. How was it talking to Dan Lanning, by the way?
He was awesome. Just awesome. And I hope that they win. Also hope that they cover because we want to have Lanning on again. Lanning would be the first coach that we've had on Bear Bets this year that does not win if they don't win. So Bear said this morning in the group thread, I really hope Oregon wins because I want that relationship to stay positive. Because if Lanning's the first one to break the curse or the streak, whatever, it's bad juju. But we do like Oregon in the game. Dan is just an awesome guy, and he's an honest person. He kind of tells it the way it is. And we also had fun with Jeff because Jeff's wearing this 4X Oregon hockey sweater and the Ducks hat. And Lanning said, you got the Ducks shoes on? And I cut Dan off and said, no, coach, you know he's wearing Crocs and socks. And Lanning says, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, that's all he sees. Just like, he's coaching 100 kids that are wearing that.
He's got a sense of humor. It is funny, though. I get a bunch of texts because they put the clips up on Twitter and Instagram, and they put one of me asking Dan a question, and Dan's like smiling and having a good time. My buddy's like, dude, you talked to Dan Lanning today? Like,
yeah.
We had him on the show. So he was honest about, you know, where they were and where they are. And, you know, early in the season, he had admitted that there were some concerns about leadership because they had lost 10 guys to the NFL. But he knew that he had a really good team when they went into Penn State and dealt with everything that goes into that. And remember, at the time, Penn State's number two in the country, and Penn State's a 3.5-point favorite in that game. Well, Penn State's supposed to win that game in the whiteout, Happy Valley. But his guys, they outlasted it, and they won that game. That was the overtime game when they had the big pick at the end of overtime. Aller throws the pick. And he knew at that moment that they had a good team. He also, I asked him one of the questions, because we only had 2-3 questions a pop. I asked him, I said, well, after I started the question with, I'm sure you don't care about the point spread, but I'm also sure that you knew you were supposed to lose to Penn State. And he started to smile. He's like, you find motivation wherever you need to.
Uh-huh. Yep.
you know that they were drilling that all week long in practice.
100%. There's no doubt. Yeah, on the game, all the 9.5s are gone. We're 10 across the board. It makes sense. And I mean, Oregon has to win. I keep hearing people say, oh, you know, they might be in trouble. No, Jeff told us yesterday, and he's spot on. Oregon loses, they are out. They're out. And it's the matchup kind of doesn't matter. Even when they face good defenses, they still run for 200 yards every single week with the Ducks. And so now you've got that great matchup. They're going to run all day on them. This isn't even a top 100 defense against the run in USC. And you've got USC going on the road where they don't play well. I think you guys are on it. I'll be with you on Oregon minus 10 Any other games? What else do you want to throw out there college-wise?
So we're trying to figure out who's starting at quarterback for Michigan State. Childs is likely out. That's what I've been told all week. He was their opening day starter for Sparty. And now the backup got hurt against Penn State. So that's something that could lead to a true freshman quarterback going into Iowa City and having to, you know, carry the mail on the road. Not ideal. I wanted to get the kid's name right. How about this for a quarterback's name? Alessio Milivojevic.
Ah,
it's like a hybrid,
you know.
Italian and Serbian. I mean, Alessio is Italian. Mm-hmm. Milivojevic, trust me, is Serbian. So if he's out and he's listed as questionable right now, they would go to a true freshman quarterback three on the road against an Iowa defense. How many points do they score if that's the case?
The Texas number's coming down. I agree with that. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Now there are 8.5s in the market. We were 10 earlier in the week. Nobody's betting them. I hope Arkansas isn't in the room. As competitive as they've been in the SEC, we know the record sucks, and they haven't been able to win these games to break through, but they're fighting. They're in these matchups. I'll be on Arkansas. And it's still above a touchdown. I'm fine with that. But everybody knows. Everybody sees it. And maybe Texas is down and out after that third loss last week. They probably know. They're not going to be a playoff team.
And Sark rumored to maybe be leaving. That's not great. I do a show every Friday in Austin later on. I'll get an answer there. But the truth is, Joe, the room is 20-43-2 in college football. Just see who they like and go from there.
Yes. We're always like hanging with bated breath. Okay, well, where's Quack. The room at? Where's the room at?
Quack.
Ducks?
No!
Don't
no.
say that. That's just a prediction. That is not official. All right, NFL breakdown next here on Bet Sweats.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.